Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome. Okie dokie. Miriam, are you here with us? About Dustin. Oh, still people coming in. Dustin, Miriam.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Hello. Julia?
I'm here.
Hi. Tiffany?
Hello.
Here.
Hi, Jonna?
Here.
Hello, Stephanie? Trisha? Cheryl?
I'm here. Thanks, Jen.
Hey, Cheryl. Danielle?
I'm here.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. And Kristen?
I'm here.
Hello. All right, we're missing Stephanie and Trisha then. Okie dokie, week 21, you guys. We have three Coach the Coach sessions, so we'll jump right in. After some quick wins and challenges, I am going to unlock the, what do you call it, the exam today. So you'll be able to access that. I just like to do it early in case you want to get a jump start on it. But you can find it on week 22. At the end of this class, it'll be unlocked. Week 22 in this syllabus. It is a multiple choice exam. And all the questions, I think I might have told you, have more than one correct answer. All of them. So be mindful of that. And you can take it in multiple sittings. You don't have to take it all in one sitting. You can, like, save it, you know, and come back to it later. And then you can submit it when you're ready. Any questions on that?
Jen, will it tell us right away if we've passed it or not when we submit it?
It will tell you some things that you got right or wrong, but I have to go in and check the short answer questions.
Okay.
Yeah? So I'm going to tell you next week when we meet on February 3rd. It's our last class. I will be telling you guys, reminding you of what you need to certify. And I will also tell you of the process of how the exam will be checked and how you'll be notified of your certification. So we'll cover that next week.
Question.
Okay.
This is Tiffany. I have a question.
Yeah.
So the multiple choice exam is due no later than 7 days after our last class, right?
That's right.
So how is the, what about turning in the signatures, or not the signatures, but the initials from our 20 sessions and the two full fee ongoing clients?
Yep.
When, is that
I'll,
the same?
I'll cover 7 days also after. But you won't need to turn it in. I'll cover all of that in next week's class. I'll talk about everything that you need to do and make sure you have done.
Okay.
But you also, short answer is you have till February 10th, yeah, as well.
Jen, do you have recommendations for us on how to prepare for the multiple choice test?
Oh, no. You guys, it's not hard. It's really not. If you, okay, so if you have been paying attention and showing up and doing your reading, it should be a no-brainer. I don't think there's any real preparation you can do, honestly. It's just your general knowledge, you know. Review the coaching model, because that's on there. But it's open book, so you don't need to worry about it either. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
It's open book. Yeah, and there's no time limit. And it's pass-fail. And if you fail on the first round, I'm going to send it back and go, hey, take another look at numbers 2, 6, 9, and 11.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. What else? Hi, who just joined?
Hi, this is Trisha.
Hey, Trisha. Stephanie, not here yet. Cheryl, have you heard from your buddy?
I have not heard from her today.
Okay. All right. Well, what wins or challenges, real quick, do you have? Because we have Lisa, Stephanie, and Kristen coaching Jonna, Lisa, and Stephanie. And then our clients, our observers are Tiffany, Miriam, and Cheryl. What are the wins and challenges?
So a quick win, Miriam. I bought clipboards for my group session, so that means I'm really going to do it.
You're really doing it. Nice. So it's going to be a live session. Everyone's going to have clipboards to write on?
Yes. I want to do it. I have two couches in my basement. I want to make it, like, relaxed on the couch with your clipboards and write notes, and it should
so
be really
fun.
Nice. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's awesome. When is it?
I hope to do it within the next 2-3 weeks. So I'm really...
Did you announce it?
I didn't announce it yet. I'm working on my ad. I'm going to have it, like, I'm going to WhatsApp it. I want to, like, target a certain group, so I want to send it to friends that know me and know the group that I'm looking for, and hopefully it'll gather together pretty quickly.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Super exciting.
Yep.
Yepers. Who else? Others? All righty. Well, why don't we jump in to our Coach the Coach. Cheryl, I hate to ask you this, but could you text or email or something your buddy to let her know it's all kind of on the line today for her? She's got a coach in about 30 minutes, and then she has to be a client in about an hour.
Okay, texting right now.
Thank you. Okay, Lisa, you're coaching Jonna, and Tiffany is observing. Are you ladies ready?
I am.
I'm ready.
Okay, so Lisa, what do you want to focus on your coaching today?
I think what I like to focus on is obviously direct questions.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of stripping away any extra before and after the question.
Yeah, good. Love it.
That's something for me that can be a challenge, for sure.
Yeah, I get it. Yep. Okie dokie, so clean, direct questions. No fluff before or after. I mean, unless it feels natural, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I have to go, obviously, with my flow, but.
Yeah. Make it colloquial, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, so it's 10 past. Why don't we go to 25 past? If everyone can mute out except Jonna and Lisa, Jonna, take it away.
Okay, I think you actually coached me my first time. That's funny.
I
get you again.
Did.
You did.
Did
you remember?
Did.
Okay.
We're meant to be together.
Yeah, we are. So how are you doing today, Jonna?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? So how are you feeling about being coached?
Well, actually, that's part of my topic for today. Is,
okay.
Sorry. That is my, what I want to call problem area, I guess, that...
Okay.
I have a hard time coming up with stuff to be coached on. It sounds so basic, but really that is a struggle.
Okay.
I stress myself out every time I go to get coached, trying to think of something. And I want to grow, so I want to put myself in a position to be coached, but I find myself sometimes not showing up as much as I would like to because I end up staying stuck in decision on what to be coached on. And then, like, why can't I come up with something? What's the deal? Why am I making it so complicated?
I absolutely understand that. Any other details that you want me to understand about what you just said?
I don't think so, unless you want to repeat back to me what you think I just said.
Sure, absolutely, no problem. I was getting ready to do that. So everything that I hear you saying, you said that as I asked you how you were feeling about being coached, it immediately brought up that that is a problem area, that you have a hard time coming up with something, you know, to talk about. And, you know, I heard you say a few kind of key words that I, you know, grow, show up, and you're not really sure, like, why is it hard for you to talk about things or want to bring something up to talk about. So my question is, as we're getting into this, what would you like the takeaway to be during our time together?
I guess I just wanted to feel more easy and make sure I'm not getting in my own way from showing up for growth by being coached.
Okay. So what I hear is you want to feel more easy and kind of like be able to get out of your own way a bit so that you can show up for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I wanted to see if I could ask you, you know, what does grow mean to you?
Having a new awareness in an area that I didn't have before.
Okay. If you could think of grow in a broader, more aware way, what would be another way that you could talk about the word grow?
You just want like more of a definition on grow than what I just gave you, you mean? Like,
try expanding a little further.
Was that Jennifer that said mm?
I said mm.
okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
So an awareness to an area, and then I guess taking it a step further would be either processing the emotions that come up from the awareness of the situation or taking action.
Okay, that's great.
From there.
Okay, that was wonderful. You did great. What exactly, if you can think about showing up, times in your life you've shown up for yourself?
What's the question?
When have you shown up for yourself in your life?
Like more specifically, like in what kind of area? Like business, personal, like
anything, the first thing that pops into your mind, just to kind of think about showing up?
Showing up for myself would be when I've taken personal responsibility for my circumstance and therefore made a change that lined up with a value that I had.
Okay. Okay. I hope it was okay that I asked just a few questions to kind of expand a little further, just so I could open it up a little bit more. So I apologize if I confused you at all. I just wanted to kind of try to crack it open a little bit. How have you found that getting in your own way with, say, coaching or growing has had an effect on your life?
Well, if that thought is true, that I have, that I am getting in my own way sometimes, I guess it would be, I would make it mean it was stunting my growth in some way from expanding more than what I already am.
Is that something that you believe to be true?
That I'm in my own way?
I think I am when
I'm making it challenging to come up with areas to be coached on.
Okay. What do you think some obstacles are that might be in your way, Jonna?
Well, myself is what I'm thinking maybe is an obstacle. Yes. And thinking that I don't have anything or it's not big enough. Oh, I know. I end up coaching myself, even on this, and I tried not to because I'm like, okay, this is what I do. I end up coaching myself, and then I'm like, oh, I got that. Because, you know, I got that down. Like, see, now I don't need coaching on it. Because even in this, I had an awareness moment of I find I've done this before where I always assume coaching is problem-based. And so I, like, start thinking, like, oh, I don't really have any big major problems, thank God. But, and then I question that thought, like, oh, well, you're thinking coaching is just problem-based. It doesn't have to be a problem to be coached. You could have a goal and be coached in that area. Why do you keep thinking it has to be a problem?
That's huge.
And then when I started thinking that, I'm like, oh, there I go. I'm coaching myself, and I'm not going to have anything to talk about, so quit thinking about it. Because you're going to coach yourself right out of your problems. There you go again.
Okay. What does the word problem mean to you?
I guess an area that you don't like and you want to change that you're struggling with. But it goes back to, I guess, I just need to remind myself, like, instead of presenting with a problem, start thinking more intentionally of how I could present with goals if I don't have a particular situation that I feel like I need to process any emotions or maybe have a new perspective on or whatever.
Right. I hear you say, you know, problems, and then you shifted into goals, and you had a really good moment there. Like, I heard your voice kind of, like, get excited, which is something, obviously, that we want when we're, whether it's us talking ourselves through while you're talking to me or if it's just us talking to ourselves. How do you think that a problem can lead us into focusing on our goals or getting to a goal?
How do I think a problem? Okay, I know Jennifer's going to ask me something about this session. So this is the moment right here, Jennifer, this question. Say it again so I can write it down so I don't forget when she asks me. How what?
Okay. So I can, and I can reformulate it. And I can reformulate it, too, if it didn't, you know.
I just don't want to forget it.
It didn't land well.
How do problems?
So if you think about, you know, a problem. So how is and could looking at a problem kind of lead us to a goal?
Okay, so this is the money question for me. I think this is good. How is looking at a problem lead us to a goal? Yeah, okay. So I could switch it around and figure out the goal. Yeah, I could see that. That's a good thought to have. And
okay.
But then I'm kind of looking at, again, for problems.
Okay.
I feel like maybe or maybe it's not so much a problem. Yeah, maybe that's the word. Maybe just wanting a different result in my life, creating a new result somehow, creating a result that I want, which would be a goal.
Okay.
Just coming with that.
So is it okay if I interject and say something?
Yes.
Are you open to that? Okay.
Yeah.
So I could be wrong, but what I hear is a little bit of frustration or stuckness around the word problem, like maybe like a negative connotation around the word problem. Am I getting that right? Am I like totally off in like left field somewhere?
No, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I want to change it from problem to goal, but then anytime I hear like goal, I immediately make it like money. Like, well, what other kind? I guess it could be like write a book. You know, I'm like, well, what are the goals? Usually you have financial goal or like if you want to achieve some kind of, or I guess it could be like speaking or even, you know, the coaching, like a certain amount of clients by a certain amount of time, which, I mean, that ends up being money, I guess, back to that.
Okay.
Maybe I need more goals.
Well, do you remember earlier on in the session when I kind of opened up a little bit and kind of asked to kind of crack open a little bit, expand a little further?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think that you know, expanding your view on your idea of what a goal is could propel you forward, help you?
Yeah, I'm open to that.
Okay. So I love hearing that you're open to it because whenever I trust me, Jonna, I am a straight, keep going right through the wall kind of personality, like Aries all the way. So I love hearing that. I understand you, and I love hearing that you're like, I'm open to that. We have a few minutes left. And
okay.
So I wanted to see where exactly you felt, where exactly you were about, did you want to, you know, do anything that would, you know, okay, I want to set a goal or I'd like to go ahead and set something up that's the next step for yourself. That's up to you. And we could brainstorm for a minute or so.
Yeah, I think what's helpful is, for one, having the awareness around, you know, just switching my mindset and realizing I get problem focused about coaching versus goal focused. And I think what would be helpful to me is if I were to write down and start giving my mind, giving energy towards goals. And then maybe as I did that and write some down, big or small, I would maybe have more content to bring for coaching sessions.
That's awesome. Do you have any idea, say I want to do that in a week, in the next couple of days, time frame?
That that I would do the list.
So we'll just
I think I could just start this week and give myself a week and start writing a few ideas down.
Okay.
Or even making it, even just two goals, you know, something, get started.
Great. Great. Do you need anything from me to help with that?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Okay. Sure. So last thing, we're out of time almost. So what would you say was your biggest takeaway from today?
I would say what we just discussed, the takeaway is my sitting down and thinking of some goals and then bringing those to coaching sessions.
Okay. All right, Sona. Well, I'm proud of you. You totally did an amazing job. And
thank you
for your girl if you need me.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Tiffany, your feedback, please, on Lisa's coaching.
Okay, I'm here. Sorry. I'm like flipping mutes and whatnot.
Okay.
So I think she did an amazing job of setting up the agenda and asking her, you know, which kind of like went in straight from how are you doing and how you feel about being coached. And it just kind of went into that, yet she still set the agenda. I felt like it was kind of confusing for Joanna or the client when she was, you know, asking her to expand on those keywords, and it seemed like, okay, where's this going? What's going on? And then she kind of explained what she was doing, which was, you know, further exploring the agenda. She was, Lisa was a very good listener. There was sometimes the pacing was really great, and sometimes, like, it sounded like they were talking over each other, and I don't know who was talking over who. As far as direct questions, I did see what she was talking about with, you know, it still seemed like there was some, like, a lot of words thrown in there and that were unnecessary, so she might need to tighten that up some more. I felt like Lisa was really confident. She had good energy and she, you know, seemed very inviting. I felt like there was a good turning point, that shift, when she said, how can a problem lead us to a goal? And you could hear the shift, and she even recognized the shift. And, sorry, I got my son over here all of a sudden.
Okay.
So, and she ended with the biggest takeaway. And let me see if there was anything else. I really liked how she used the keywords. She used keywords grow, show up, problem, using her own words. And there definitely was a lot in that word problem, and you know, obviously with time she wasn't able to go deeper into that, but she did good with, you know, identifying that, and that's what I got. Thanks.
Okay, good. Thank you, Tiffany. And Jonna, what did you appreciate most about Lisa's coaching?
I felt like she was listening. She was in there with me. She was definitely trying to, in being a good listener, you know, think of the best questions she could ask me to get me somewhere. Just to dig in deeper with it. You know, I could tell she was really trying to do that. And like I said, in the moment, I didn't want to forget. I felt, you know, a little bit of shift. I felt like that was a really good question. I feel like we could have went deeper right there or something. I didn't really know what it was or where it could have went further, but I felt like that was like the moment. I don't know what it would have been next, though, where it could have went even further. But ultimately, I mean, I'm happy with the, you know, action of coming up with thinking more, you know, of some goals.
Got it. Got it. Okay. And so what, maybe what else could have made this session even better besides perhaps pursuing that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think that's it. The only other thing I really noticed was what was just said about the, I mean, which it wasn't even a big deal, but the pace, like, I feel like a lot of times she did good in the pace, and then there was a couple of times where she went quick to talk over me, but I felt like she must have just been excited. She had a good question next and wanted to get to it, like, whatever that was for her. She was a little excited for the next part. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Donna.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa, what are you most proud of in this session?
I'm most proud that I stayed out of my head as much as I could, separating therapist and coach, because it's still a challenge for me.
Separating what? Like, sorry, separating.
Because I was a therapist for 15 years.
Right. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Therapist
so
from coach.
So separating that from coach. And, you know, and sometimes I would think in my head, don't, which then changes how I respond because I'm overthinking. And I'm really proud that whenever I, you know, could tell that I may have confused Jonna, that I didn't allow myself to just maybe get flustered, and then I made sure, like, okay, let's just take it back up. Let me explain. And, you know, I know in a moment when she said, okay, I need to write that down, like, for Jen, I was like, like, I became really aware that I was, like, being, like, you know, like, you were watching again, and I'm like, totally focused again that you're, so that was tough.
I could see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you even tried to, like, you're like, I'll try to rephrase it, and I wanted to jump in and go, no, she liked it exactly the way it was. It was fine, don't try to rephrase it.
I know, like, think in my mind, I was thinking she was going to, you know, because we think the worst, I'm thinking in my mind,
sure.
She's writing it down to say she didn't like it, and I'm like, I can fix it.
Oh, poor thing, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
All right. Very good. Well, this session, I think Jonna hit it on the head. You were trying really a lot, maybe even hard. And that, I think, is the piece I want you to take away from this, is that you don't have to do the work. The work that you were doing was thinking of these questions that were coming more from your end than from Jonna's end. Right? Like, what does grow mean to you? I didn't see the word grow in her desired takeaway, so that must have been something that you thought was important. Is that right, or did I miss something?
I know for, like, she had brought up when she was saying, like, key words about her agenda.
Yeah.
So I know that words mean something very different. The problem is different to everyone. Grow means something different to everyone. And I just wanted to make sure I understood what that meant to her so that I could make sure we were going down the right avenue.
Okay. So then you want to connect it to, like, I heard you say, blah, 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 grow, blah, blah, blah. What does grow mean to you? Like, connect it to something, because it felt very, like, kind of out of left field on your end. But really, you heard her say that when you asked her about the agenda. And so just connect it, just with the connector. I know you want to make your questions clean, but this would have been a good example of when you say, so I heard you say something, something, grow, something, something, whatever you wrote down. What does grow mean to you, right? You see the difference? It's connected.
Okay, right.
That's going to help a lot. Because I felt like, I was like, whoa, that's an interesting left field question, but now I get it. And then if you could talk about it more broadly, and then be careful with things like, that was wonderful, you did great. That really makes the client feel like they are, you heard that, right?
I did.
You remember that? Okay, good.
I remember it.
Okay, good. You were on it when you said, what are some obstacles? I thought that was a good direction to go into. And then what does the word problem mean to you? I think that was, like Donna said, the crux. It was helping her realize that, you know, a problem, I mean, it could be a goal that she brings to the session. And I think at that moment, the questions started to get a little bit puzzle-like. And I think all you needed to do is just bring her to her own awareness. So what I'm hearing you say is you don't have to have a problem to be coached on. You can bring a goal. Drop mic. Powerful awareness. Silence. See what she says. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So everything's good. Your coaching presence is good. You clarified the agenda. The takeaway I wrote down, as you probably did, to feel easier to get out of my own way, to show up for myself. They are some real abstract terms, out of my own way, show up for myself. It would have been good, I think, Lisa, to ask her, say more about what that takeaway means, like kind of put it in plain language. What do you want to feel easier? Or maybe say more about getting out of your own way, or what does show up for yourself look like? You know, like what's keeping you from showing up for yourself, that sort of clarity. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But your coaching presence, great. You kept the time, wonderful. You asked for the takeaway. Yeah, good. Okay. Nice work. You're welcome. You're welcome. So did I hear Stephanie beep in? Crossing fingers. Cheryl, have you heard from Stephanie? I did hear someone chime in. I don't know if it was someone that got disconnected and then reconnected again. But is Stephanie here?
Jen, I tried to get her by phone and text.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Cheryl. Okay. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Kristen coach Lisa, and Miriam will observe. Let's see. Miriam, have you observed yet, Miriam?
I did observe, yeah. But I'll do it
you
again.
And Cheryl has observed. Yeah, so Cheryl, you're going to be taken off the hook here for an observer role. Is that okay, darling?
Oh, that's fine.
All right. So we'll do Kristen coaching Lisa. Look at that. All works out. And Miriam will observe. Okay. So Kristen, Lisa, and Miriam, y'all set?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Kristen, what do you want to focus on in your coaching?
I would really like to try to slow down. When I'm aware that there's an audience, I tend to go into hyperspeed. I think that was my biggest obstacle my last coaching session, so I'd like to just try to take a beat and be a little slower this time.
Yeah. Good. Slow down, take a beat. Is that usually like in between when Lisa answers her question and you ask the next one? When are those times you want to slow down?
I think it's after the client says something, I jump right in. At least that's how it felt. Like I'm so anticipating talking that I start right away. So whether it be right after the client finishes speaking or whether I have a second thought coming up, whatever is about to come out of my mouth just comes out at hyperspeed, one on top of the other.
Okay, I get it. I get it. So maybe like a 1, 2, 3 speak. Like maybe give yourself 3 beats or, I don't know, something.
Yeah, exactly. I need to give myself a couple beats because otherwise I'm not really thinking so much as reacting. So I really would like to try to just be present and give myself and my client some space.
It's a good practice. All right. Very good. And Lisa's your client. It's 40 past. We'll go till 5 minutes till. Remember to do a good job clarifying that agenda and the takeaway. repeating it back, not just, you know, sort of robotically, but for understanding. Okay? All right. I'm going to mute out. Lisa's your client. Take it away.
Okay, Lisa. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you feeling about being coached today?
I feel good about it. It feels good, especially after I just got done coaching.
Oh, good. A little better
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about today? What's your agenda?
I like to talk about being a recovering perfectionist.
A recovering perfectionist. Okay. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Majority of my life since I've been a little girl, you know, sports, dancing, cheer, so on and so forth, always been extremely hard on myself. Really didn't need anybody else to, like my parents weren't hard on me. They would tell me to slow down. but I've always been like things had to be perfect, things had to be, and it wasn't from others, it was how and what I expected of myself. And as I've gotten older, I would say in my like mid to late 30s, I've done a lot of work on that, but it's still, you know, an ongoing struggle. So I want to be more able to just be, give myself grace, and I think that's it. Just be able to acknowledge whenever those characteristics are popping up.
Okay, first off, I love this. I think it takes such an amount of self-awareness to even bring an agenda like this to the table. So I just want to repeat back what I heard. You are looking at being a recovering perfectionist. You're hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're self-reliant. You put a lot of pressure on yourself. It doesn't come from anyone else. It doesn't come from elsewhere. It's something that you put on yourself. So you're looking to give yourself some grace and be able to just be and kind of take the pressure off of that. Does that sound right?
That sounds wonderful. Yes.
Awesome. So in our time together today, what would a good takeaway for you be?
I think a great takeaway would be my acknowledging when those old ways are creeping up on me. So just a more awareness of when the old perfectionistic Lisa is climbing up my back, so to speak.
I hear you. Okay, so a good takeaway for you would just be finding maybe some tools to help you acknowledge when these old habits are creeping up so you can be more aware of it.
Yes, that's wonderful.
I absolutely love that. Okay, let's jump in. So what does pressure look like to you? When do you feel that, let me start over. In what circumstances do you find that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself? Is there anything in particular that triggers that response?
The first thing that comes to my mind is everything.
I feel that.
But if I had to drill down, I would say rebuilding of my career and looks and interior design, but mainly my own progress, and it's really me against me. I don't always really care as much maybe what others think. It's there, but it's about what I'm up against myself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely makes sense. I think we can all feel that way, especially in this day and age. So you're basically, you're feeling a lot of pressure from your surroundings, what you look like, what your house looks like. You want to look around and see something beautiful. So where, when you look at your career, what about it doesn't seem perfect? What's the biggest obstacle in your career that, that you start wanting to do a fix me up on?
I think it's the continuous letting go of what my career was. You know, because I was, it took 10 years to get to be a psychotherapist and get to where my private practice is. And I absolutely loved what I did. And, you know, because of, you know, a narcissistic ex-husband, and, you know, I've done a lot of therapy around this, it, a lot of things crumbled, well, pretty much everything. And it's me being excited about this new career path with coaching, but sometimes it's hard to not look back at what I worked for all those years. I don't know if I made any sense. So I apologize if I didn't.
No, it made total sense. It's hard to let go of the past. So you're looking at rebuilding a career. You're starting from scratch. Starting anything from scratch is, you know, it takes a lot of energy. It's a whole process. It's a whole thing. So it makes absolute sense that you're looking back at something that was already built, and maybe feeling a little overwhelmed that you're starting something new. Jumping in, so you talked about your career, you talked about your looks, and you talked about interior design. So I want to ask the same question. What, when you look in the mirror, what causes you pressure? What do you want to start thinking of?
Sure. I was, you know, I was an athlete, a dancer, a cheerleader, and from I was little all the way through college, and then also in graduate school. And coached cheerleading in graduate school. So, and then after that, a lot of injuries that I had, where I had fractured my back in cheerleading when I was in high school, and just different issues. Now I'm seeing, like, the scars. Like, I had shoulder surgery, I had hip surgery, and I'm not even 40 yet. So I see scars, I see, you know, the weight gain, and, you know, it's like I'm approaching 40, which I'm really okay with, but I think when my body wants, I want to be active again. So it's, again, it's, I guess, looking back, looking forward, and trying to make peace with what is.
That makes total sense. So, okay, so for both your career and your looks, or is there a pattern that you see there between the two?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Can you share with me the pattern you're seeing?
I would say, whether it's looking back, it's not like wanting to be in my glory days, and it's nice to look back and, you know, to, like, enjoy and talk to your friends, but it's, I can't expect my body to perform or do things today that I had done when I was 21, you know, understanding that, you know, I am where I am and doing the best that I can today and giving myself grace, and it's going to be the same with my career. I think giving myself grace and one foot in front of the other is such a big thing, and I just need to do a little better with that.
100%. So what's one thing you can do today, right after our session, that would be nice for yourself, that would be a step towards relieving some of the pressure you've been putting on yourself, something that makes you feel good and makes you feel grounded in the present moment and less in the past, that makes you feel good about where you're at?
I'm part of a manifestation group. And I have some catch-up work to do there. And also we've been talking about vision boards. So maybe doing a little bit of the work in the manifestation group and brainstorming for my vision board because it's my future.
I love that. What's the biggest obstacle standing in your way? I noticed you said it's some catch-up work, so maybe you're a little behind on you were already
yeah.
to do it. What's the biggest obstacle standing in your way of doing that?
I think self-pity. That's hard to say out loud, but I mean, it's that personality trait of like, okay, little girl, just pull your bootstraps up and get the hell over it. Like, not too hard on myself, but not too soft. Like, just in the middle, acknowledge it and move through it.
Whose voice do you think that is? The, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Who is that?
That's probably a nice compilation of probably dance teachers, cheerleading coaches, sports coaches. Probably, you know, I was raised, my family's blue collar. So, you know, even if it wasn't, they didn't say that to me, that's just what they did. So I would say it's a nice mix. And then I think I have just some of that in me too. Like, but we're social learners. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe 100%. If they do have it in me or maybe I think it's mine.
You know, I had a coach tell me once, had you considered having a conversation with that voice inside your head, and it was so helpful for me, so I would love to pass that on to you. The next
That's
time
awesome.
That voice pops up, the self-pity and the pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, that voice that's putting all this pressure on you, I would love to challenge you to maybe consider having a conversation with that voice and see what might pop up for you. How does that feel? What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea. I actually think that feels like a great first step before just diving back into manifestation because I needed something in the middle. So, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. In fact, I would love to tie that right into what you wanted to take away from today is acknowledging when this voice creeps up. So I think if you could do that, when this voice creeps up, have a conversation with it. See what it's holding you back from, and then see if you can't take some of these steps that that you've been holding back on. Make a little vision board. Slap a few things to that board that you'd like to see in your life.
Yeah.
How does that feel? How are you feeling?
That feels really good. I feel a good, calm breather. I really thank you for your presence and for holding space for me.
You're so welcome. It is what I love to do. And I thank you for being vulnerable and for being willing to go here. I mean, you're doing all the work. So I'd like to commend you for just showing up. Yeah, you're so welcome.
Yeah, that was definitely, I'm sorry. That was my fault.
No, that was me. I thought you'd go ahead.
So I was going to say, like, the takeaway, you know, I think maybe that's what you were going to ask. I feel like I got my takeaway so clearly. Such a clear step that I can take when I hear that voice. I mean, I didn't, not just acknowledge it, but something to actually engage with it.
Yeah, it's powerful.
So that was huge.
would it be helpful for you if I held you accountable and checked in with you to see, has that voice creeped up? Have you had a conversation? Is there a day you'd like to start a vision board by? Anything that I can do to help you achieve the things we've talked about?
Yeah, I would say we would probably go with the checking in about the voice creeping up and my engaging with it. And the vision board, I'm not going to put that on myself because then I'll like, okay, I'll get it done, and not bring the right energy to it. So maybe a week from now, and I can keep track from now until then, if you could text me if that's comfortable for you.
1,000%. I would love to do that. So 1 week from today, I'm going to shoot you a text. I'm going to see if that voice has creeped up, see if you had a conversation with it, and see if that cleared any obstacles for you, see how it's going, and see if that has helped you to feel lighter, and see if it's helping you to kind of break down the walls to being such a perfectionist and giving yourself a little grace and a little space like you were looking for. We're hoping that'll be a powerful tool, and then we can take next steps from there in our next session.
Okay. All right. Thank you
Amazing.
So much. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to have been able to coach you today. It was such an honor, and I can't wait to check in with you and see if this has been helpful.
Thank you so much. Yes?
Jen, I had no idea what time we were stopping. I didn't get our stop time, so I was afraid that I was going over.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're good. You're just about a minute over. It's perfect.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yep. No worries. Okay, straight to Miriam.
Hi, okay. So I like the way she assured her at the beginning, you know, about her agenda, and she repeated the agenda and the takeaway very well.
Mm-hmm.
She also didn't get derailed by the everything answer, like when she asked which circumstances trigger it, and she said everything, like that would be like, it fell flat, you know, but she gave her the space to speak it out more, which I thought was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And she also got her to realize it was like it circled back to her loss of her job. Like she did get that also, which was also good. And she also acknowledged, I like the way she reassured her and acknowledged that new is overwhelming. And that was a big thing that, you know, was coming up for her, I think. A little bit of towards the end, she went into details of the past, like about all the different things that she's been through. I didn't know if that was so necessary towards the takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
But then she reeled back in. She did do that. And let's see, what else did I write here? Then she said about for her takeaway, if you could do this and this and this, instead of asking it as a question, she kind of suggested what she should do. So that was.
And what was that suggestion? Did you write it down?
With this board, that's what she said she didn't want to do or something. She should write it down on the board. So that showed that it wasn't coming from Lisa, was coming from.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Gotcha.
She achieved her space, definitely, and she really came out with a really nice takeaway. So despite that, I think she did a great job.
Nice. All right, thank you. And Lisa, what did you like most about Kristen's coaching?
Very comfortable. She did wonderful with space. So I don't know if she did 1, 2, 3, but she did great.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if she did do it in her head, she didn't, you know, make it seem like she was, you know, tripping over it.
Right.
She did do, like Miriam said, really well when I had first said, you know, everything. I mean, it did, you know, kind of laugh with it because that's the first thing that came to my mind. It's like, oh, everything. But she did. She gave me space. She gave me the room to explore everything. She was very encouraging. She was really, in my opinion, good with the questions. And I really appreciated that when she was like, you know what, let me start that over. And that was okay with me. Like, that's great. That's fine. I think that's cool beans. And I was, for me, I was really okay with when she suggested, and she said, like, a coach had said to me, because it was very helpful, and I think she had gone with the flow of what I had said. And at the end, I had said that I was going to, you know, for the next week, do the one activity, and then just simply mentioned that, you know, later on, I would get into the vision board, so to not engage too much in my perfectionist. But I was open to all of it. So I really enjoyed her coaching. I know I'm supposed to say something, and I apologize that I'm not doing a great job at that.
What do you mean you're supposed to say something? You're doing fine.
Like, I know, like, maybe if there's something, like, we're not supposed to say, like, everything was perfect, but I really enjoyed it. So that's where I am.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good. Thank you, Issa. Kristen, what are you most proud of?
I'm definitely the most proud that I wasn't in warp speed. That's really, really hard for me when there's a whole group of people listening. So I didn't count 1, 2, 3 because I thought that that would distract me, but I did, like, try to take a deep breath and think about what Lisa had said before I responded to it. I tried to kind of repeat it back to myself. So I am really, really proud with my pace.
Nice. Yeah, you did do a really good job pacing. Really good. There was no major stepping on toes. It felt natural. It didn't feel forced. Yeah. And your questions were pretty open-ended and few, which I always like to see. There wasn't a whole bunch of work or talking on your end. It was really Lisa doing the work, and you were just doing good listening. So the session, I think, overall was good. The clarifying the agenda, you did that well. Be careful with the I love that. I love that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay.
Thank you.
That's okay. We get excited and we want to say something and we want to give our clients approval, but that's probably not the best practice to get into. So just catch that. What's the biggest obstacle in your career? Yeah, I'm glad you fixed that. It's like, what is, the original one was, what's something about your career that you want to fix or something, or I can't remember, but you up-leveled the question right on the spot, which is always a good thing to do. Don't ever be afraid to do that. And then when you asked, I'm curious from Lisa, when you asked what's one thing you can do to, and then I didn't fill it in, I didn't write the rest, it was a doing question. Lisa, you had this really long pause, and I just wonder if that was because, I was wondering what the pause was about. Do you remember that, how that question landed?
Yeah.
And your answer was the manifestation group. So do you remember?
Yeah. Make you feel good about where you're at. That's what I have written down.
Oh, about where you're at. Okay. Yeah. Make you feel good. Thanks, Mary. What was your thinking on that question?
What was it?
That doing question.
My brain went to, like, 12 different things. And I was having a hard time sorting through and trying to pick what would be the best option for me that isn't me being the pushing, perfectionistic, unrealistic, not good to myself answer.
Okay. So it's not that it threw you off because it was a doing question.
Mm-mm.
It threw you off. It didn't throw you off. It was just you were given space for all that stuff to come in. Okay, got it. Got it. Thank you. Yeah, so at the ACC level, Kristen, it's really good to ask those doing questions, like what can you do to blah, 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 whatever it is they want in this case, to make you feel good about yourself. I'd like for you to keep your eye on the prize more around the awareness, like the following question: what's getting in your way of feeling good about yourself, right? That would be a better question than the what could you do. Does that make sense, Kristen?
1,000%. I actually thought about that right after. I wanted to
read. Oh, you did?
So I'm glad. Yeah, I'm really glad this is what you picked on.
Oh, good,
yes,
good. That's wonderful. Yeah, I really liked the whose voice is that. You helped Lisa get in touch with, you know, Origin. And then you just let her do a lot of the work. So I thought that was very notable in this session. And at the end, is there any way I can check in with you? Is there anything I could check in with you on? Yeah. And then that's great. That's a fine example of a closed-ended question. And then what's valuable that you're taking away? You put a bow on it. So, yeah, there was maybe some accountability that could have been solidified. I didn't write down. Miriam, did you write down what the accountability?
Well, it was that. She did. If I could do anything for you, reach out, you know, to help you, and she made up to follow up the next week. So I thought that was
okay.
Great.
She's going to follow up. Yeah, good, good. Okay, thank you. Yeah, and then you put a bow on it with what's valuable, and I think you could be really proud of this session, especially because you didn't do a lot of work, and you were really present, and you let the client do her thing.
Thank you.
Welcome. That's crazy. That was our last Coach the Coach session.
Everybody take a deep breath.
And exhale. Woo! That's so great. So great. You guys did really, really well. And this is a nice way to put a cherry on top. These last two sessions were super. Nice work. Okay, the exam is unleashed, so you can access that at your leisure. Next week we'll talk about what you need to do and have done for certification, and then how you demonstrate that you did it. And we'll talk about that on February 3rd, and we will raise a glass to your success, because you have come a long way, baby.
I know that,
of course,
you said you're going to go over it. I'm sorry, this is Danielle. I know you said you're going to go over everything next week, but is it okay if we go in just to look at it, or you don't suggest it?
To look at what?
The test. Like, can we, I know you said it's
okay. You can do the test. Yeah, you can take the test for sure. It's just that next week I'm going to share with you, like, okay, so you have to have your 20 sample sessions, 2 paying clients, you have to have, you know, completed 80%. I'm going to remind you of all the other things that you have to do. And then I'll tell you how you attest that you've completed all those things. But the exam is just one of those things. You can do it. Yeah, that's why I unlocked it, so you can get to it whenever you want.
All right, so we won't miss any good tips.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be talking about that.
Okay.
The only tips I have is you're going to do fine, because you have been paying attention, and there's a more than one correct answer on every single one of them, and there is one long answer question. Well, you'll see it. It's the coaching model. It's not just name the steps of the coaching model. It's name and describe the 4 parts of the coaching model. So a lot of people miss that.
Okay. Thank you.
And we all know what they are, right? 4 parts of the coaching model? If not, it's in your notes.
Yeah, my notes.
We did it in week 3. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for making it so wonderful.
Yay. It's been my pleasure. You guys did it. You're nearly certified. Oh, my God. Incredible. This has been such a joy to be with you guys. But we're not done yet. We're going to come back next week, talk about the next chapter in your coaching journal here, so that you know what you're doing from this point on. Oh, and I think I sent you guys a link to the Powerhouse Coaching Club. If you want to join, I'd love to have any and all of you. Please don't hesitate. I did post it, right? You got it?
Yes, you did. Yeah, yeah, I really did. Yeah.
Well, okay, good, good, good.
Yep, got it.
Yep, absolutely. I'll be there. Yeah. All right, you guys, big hug, big kiss, nice job, and we'll talk to you in a week. Bye, pal.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay,
thanks,
bye. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.